Hello, and thank you for tuning in. We're here today to talk about sex, more specifically, safe sex. And the first step is really identifying the problem here.
I definitely agree. And I think a lot of the stigma at Nutrier stems from the fact that a lot of people come from families where they don't talk to their parents about sex. I mean, I know I don't. I'm going to roughly quote James Franco from Freaks and Geeks when he says, "Parents don't want their kids having sex and doing drugs." And advocating for the first half of that statement, I think that's the real issue. When kids aren't talking to their parents, they aren't talking to teachers or their physician because they don't want anybody telling their parents. That's when a lot of teenagers aren't having access to condoms, STI testing, birth control, etc.
Yeah, accessibility is a real issue. When I talk with some fellow students, a far majority of them told me that they believed that contraceptives were accessible for everyone. But this is a big reach, as not everyone has the means to get to a place that sells contraceptives, let alone afford them. In a quick poll, I found only about 75% of students think they would be able to get a form of contraception. This, however, didn't specify whether they'd be able to purchase it themselves or receive it from someone else.
I think there's a generalized misinformation in terms of condom accessibility on both ends of that spectrum. A lot of the student body I spoke to thought you had to be 18 to purchase condoms. This puts teens at a serious disadvantage in terms of safe sex, and this is unfortunately almost inevitable in the high school setting.
But it shouldn't be. I think knowledge is power really applies to this situation because more education equals less STIs and less pregnancy.
If we lived in a perfect world, education would be all we needed in terms of preventative measure. But a lot of kids are afraid. Of the student body I spoke with, 80% said they'd never consider going on birth control because that'd be indicative to their parents of having sex. It wasn't necessarily that sex wasn't allowed, nobody talks about it in the household setting, but more or less it was a fear of shame or disappointment. To truly decrease rates of teen pregnancy, there needs to be equal part education and communication.
For sure. I agree. And the primary way to achieve that mean is through advocacy, because practicing safe sex really isn't that hard. There's just a lack of education and communication we were talking about earlier. That's why it's such a cause worth advocating for. It's just within arm's reach.
Thank you for listening. Stay well educated and well communicated.
Safe sex is great sex.